Hey, Teddy?
This is Teddy Brazil.
Hey, Teddy, this is Tom from the Vikings. If you want to make a couple brief statements, we'll open it up to questions after that, all right?
Yeah, sure. Well, I just want to thank you to the entire Vikings organization for this selecting me tonight. I feel honored. It's a blessing to be able to take part and be a part of this great organization. Thanks to Coach Denver, Rick Spillman, GM, Coach Noah Turner, Scott Turner. I was very comfortable working out for those guys. I felt that our relationship that we built, leading up to this entire process, it helped, get me to this point this far. So I look forward to doing great things with the team and, eventually, competing down the long run.
Hey, Teddy, you said that you felt a connection with the Vikings here. What was it about that relationship?
I know that, prior to the draft, I had met with the Vikings about four or five times. I was able to establish a relationship with Rick Spielman, Coach Noah Turner, and Scott Turner throughout the entire process, when they came down to visit me, or even when I worked out for the Vikings. I felt very comfortable being on the board and on the field, so I think that's what it was.
Did you spend as much time with any other teams as you did with the Vikings?
Actually, I didn't. I spent the most time with the Vikings.
What was it about your private workout that was different from your pro day with the Vikings?
For one, I wore my gloves and just felt comfortable being around my coaches for another opportunity to just showcase my talents. Just had a great day overall. Coach Turner, he was coaching me up as I was going through the process. And I was able to just take that great coaching and apply it to the field.
Now, what is the usage of the gloves when you're indoors? I mean, what kind of impact does it have?
It just helps me grip the ball better, and it's something I'll continue to do.
Woody, why didn't you wear the glove at the pro day?
It was a decision that I made based off the way I was training prior to the pro day, but walking away from the pro day, I was able to learn a Bible lesson to just continue to do what got you here and do what you're comfortable doing.
What was your takeaway from the pro day? Because they seemed at times the guys like an NFL Network were a little vicious.
My takeaway was just, I have to get better. And that's what I'm all about, getting better, making people around better. So I was able to embrace the fact that I didn't have a great performance, but I was able to continue to move forward and make myself a better player.
Teddy, Coach Zimmer said that you had a meeting with him in his office and you told him that you thought the Vikings was the best spot for you. What made you think that?
I just feel that the Vikings have everything in place, the primary position, I feel that the mission position. You look in the backfield, you have the best running back in the National Football League, you have the best group of wide receivers in the National Football League, you have one of the best offensive line of friends is blocking for him, protecting another quarterback. So, I feel that I could, just fit well with Coach Turner's offense and his system and just make an impact.
What was it like going from August, where some people consider you as possible number one pick, to this point where you're not even sure if you can be selected in the first round?
The biggest thing was, you can't buy into what's been said about this. My agent told me the first time I met him that, who says that I'm the number one quarterback? So I had that mindset that, I feel that I am the best prospect in this draft, but, everything happens for a reason. So, from me being projected number one to going 32nd, I'm just blessed, and I'm happy to be a Viking.
Teddy, do you intend to start or compete for the starting job in week one?
That'll be up to the coaches. I feel that I'll probably be able to compete and start whenever I show that I'm the best guy in position.
Teddy, what's the deal with your heart? You came in to have it checked out here.
I just had an abnormal heartbeat. I think it was 1% or 1 beat less than the normal beat. So I came back up to Minnesota, got the physical, got the EKG and everything, got tested and came back positive. I checked that I had a good heart.
Did any other teams check you out on that?
I don't believe so.
So was this something you were even aware that you had something, or was this a totally new thing that came up?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it. It came up at the combine, and I was freaking out about it, but And I knew that, once I got started or started running on treadmill, that my heart rate would be normal.
Couple more. No. Thanks,
Teddy.
Hey, Teddy, thanks.